We all love having tough conversations that are awkward and, you know, expose your vulnerabilities and put you uneven with your partner, right?
But, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's our favorite thing every day.
It's a lot of fun, but necessary.
Hey, let's talk is the favorite phrase of all men.
Hey, oh, don't say
God.
That.
We need to talk.
Let me tell you, as a woman, I don't want to hear that either.
I know.
Because typically I'm like, oh my God, he's going to say budget.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like you, we've
especially when you get a text message in the day and the talking is going to be like, 8 hours from now.
Yeah, you're like, don't do that.
I cannot do that to anybody.
Taboo conversations that, according to psychologists, can improve your relationship.
All right.
And this could be early. A lot of these are early on, but some of these can work if you've been married for a while as well. For example, if it's early on, you can discuss whether the person is officially your boyfriend or girlfriend. That's always, you know, the define the relationship.
Yeah.
That's always a very awkward conversation if you're not sure.
It's tough to start.
Mm-hmm. Circle yes.
That would be a lot easier.
I remember in fourth grade, you know, passing notes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And even then I was an idiot. I put circle yes or yes. I didn't give them an option for it.
Right.
I didn't put
so
no.
They didn't circle anything.
So they said, I was like, why are you setting that paper on fire? That's weird.
I never got it. I don't know.
But, you know, they laughed, you know, because it was like, yeah.
That's funny.
No option.
I like that a lot, actually.
It's a hard one to have because you are vulnerable and you don't want to go first.
No.
Because it does set the tone for, oh, that's where she wants this to go.
Yeah, right.
Oh, she's way more into me than I am.
It could
into
be the
her.
Opposite.
Yeah, uh-huh. But I'm just saying from my point, that's why I was always scared to be the one to initiate that conversation because it's like,
it's awkward.
What if I think it's more than it is?
This is the tactic that guys should use. You should use like, if he wants to be more exclusive with you, he should do something like this. Hey, are we together? If not, I'm just going to go on a date tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And if she says, no, don't do that, say, oh, okay, I didn't want to. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Oh, I thought
and
that
Jared,
too. Yes.
I think your tactic as a little kid would work and be funny now.
I agree.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not saying I don't still use it. Now it's a text.
Right. Although that's the note is cute, though.
The note is cute. Yeah.
Nostalgic.
Right, no. And then sometimes you get hints along the way. I know after getting separated from Kelly, I did not I have to be careful always with what I say, but I have to with that part. At least it was like 15 months of not being in a relationship
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going on dates, yes, but relationship. And then I guess still wasn't sure if I was in one, but I started seeing somebody, and then like 2 weeks in, a text was like, happy 2-week anniversary from the person.
Oh, that's forward.
And I was like, oh, in my mind I'm thinking I'm not ready for this, and then the person said they were kidding, and I was like, uh-huh. But then I felt, okay, we're heading towards that. And then it turned into, do you want to see other people? And then we both said no.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a little easier way to like, you just want to see other, are we going to be dating other people?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes that can happen. You can be like, I don't care if you do. And if you say that, I think it's kind of like you're not ready for.
Yeah.
It could be, but it's very awkward.
I don't remember ever having that conversation with Ben, my now husband, but
yeah.
I don't remember ever having the like, are you my boyfriend? Am I your girlfriend? I remember the first time that we said, I love you. But
how long
I don't
was it into the relationship?
Oh, it was early.
Like
it
how
was,
long?
Well, it was over a corn dog after a drunken night out at the speakeasy.
Was it by accident?
No, well,
Katie was saying it to the corn dog.
He was saying it to the corn dog.
And then accidentally thought it was him.
He's like, oh,
he's like, oh.
Yeah, I thought he was saying it to the corn dog. And I was like, oh, damn. All right. Yeah, it was fairly early. I mean,
like first month?
Probably.
Yeah.
We spent every moment together after we went on our first date. So, and then we moved in at 6 months.
Yeah.
Moved in together after 6 months. So probably like maybe 2 months in, and we had gone out to the bars, and we came home, and we had the cab stop at Cookout, because what else do you do?
There you go.
And we were eating in the kitchen, and we were just talking about stuff, and we, seriously, corn dog and chicken nuggets.
You're right.
And he said it to me first.
Get it.
And then I remember saying, I love you too. And then the next day,
he was like,
we were taking Maisie for a walk, and I said something, whatever it was, and he said, you know that I meant what I said last night. And I was like, you do?
Like,
I was very
you're
nervous.
Like,
didn't
butterflies.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And he said, yeah. But that, I don't remember having the conversation, are you my boyfriend and girlfriend? It was just kind of like understood because we were together 20
years. Oh, yeah. And that's, yeah. That, and when the one I was talking about before, that it was like you saw each other every single day. So you're figuring. But I've also known people be years ago, even somewhat recently, where they're with a dude for a long time mm-hmm. and they never discuss
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the dude's still seeing other people. I mm-hmm. said, have you discussed it? Like, well, I just assume. I would never assume.
Yeah.
Not that long.
No. I've been, definitely experienced that one, too.
Yeah.
But the one in particular that I, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
My last one.
And Katie, can I be a little personal?
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to do the do? How long?
Okay, so Ben and I are very, he thinks it was like earlier than it was. And
I trust Ben's
but
memory.
I wouldn't, because I know that there were certain things that were going on with me that would not have allowed. Like
yes. Yeah.
So he's like, no, we did. I'm like, no, we didn't.
Okay.
No, we did not. I remember it specifically. I remember it. Mm-hmm. So probably, I mean, early.
Like
probably
date
like
three?
Date four, mm-hmm. probably.
Slutty.
Date four, I think for sure.
Okay. Where?
Yeah.
In the car?
No, at my house.
Okay, I didn't know if it was in the parking lot or cookout.
Yeah, no, I mean, not saying it didn't happen there eventually.
They're both eating cookout while doing it. I love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, at my house.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But and the thing is, what's funny is that you really can't love someone after 2 months. You can love the idea of them.
Sure.
But we've all said it, yep. You know, early on.
Well, it's
on.
Lust, right?
It's more lust.
It's definitely lust.
It's excitement mm-hmm. with lust, and then you're thinking, it's trending towards a very good thing.
Yeah.
You can't truly love someone that quick.
It's infatuation.
You can't really know them.
Well, they do mm-hmm. say that the love, I've read this many times, true love is actually when it's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Meaning your lust. But I'll tell you this, every person that you're just so excited and you have the goosebumps for, or you have that little thing in your stomach, those are the ones that always, 99% of the time, would leave in potential love. The ones that, it's just so bland at first. It's very hard to develop. So it happens mm-hmm. where, you know, I finally realized after 5 years of dating, but I think the lust ones are the ones that have by far the most potential.
I think you had to have mm-hmm. a spark, but you know, I've ruined myself by all the things I've been through with dating and marriage where I've been reading all these psychology things, mm-hmm. but it's talking about like, you can't outpace reality. A lot of people outpace reality.
Yeah.
They start future fate. They're like, oh, they meet somebody. Let's go on a trip in a month, and let's do this, and let's do that. And they're planning their future. And it says, you're the reality of knowing that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're way outpacing it, and those usually do burn out.
Yeah, I think what happens, we get confused because all you ever hear is when you know,
yes.
you know. And there are ones that when you know, it feels way different from everything else. And that's the feeling people are chasing.
Yes.
And so
it's hard
like,
to find.
I've never felt this way. Give it a little time.
Yeah, give it some time.
Just give it a little
I
time.
I will bet you for sure that a lot of people will fall in love, and it happens all the time, with somebody they never would expect it, not their type, because it hits you where you least expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You always have a certain style or set in your mind. For me, I actually did that. But a certain style in mind that like you were very close of dating or marrying a hippie at one point,
well,
right?
That was very infatuated, yes.
Or some personality. You just, and all of a sudden you start thinking, oh my gosh, this is weird. I would have never thought. Those are the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, that can definitely happen.